Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Have you ever thought about what it means to live a life worth dying for? We all have a limited amount of time on this earth, and it's important that we make the most of it. In today's devotional, we will explore what it means to live a life that is purposeful, passionate, and pleasing to God. We will examine the characteristics of such a life and look to the Bible for inspiration and guidance. Let's explore the Word of God today as we look at the topic, living a life worth dying for. Our Bible text is from Philippians chapter 1 verse 21.
Philippians chapter 1 verse 21. For to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain.
Have you ever stopped to ask yourself, what kind of life are you living? Is it a life worth dying for? Or are you simply existing, going through the motions day after day without any real purpose or meaning? It's easy to get caught up in the busyness of life and forget about what truly matters. However, I believe that we were all created for a purpose, and that purpose is to live a life that honors God and serves others. The story of Cassie Bernal gives us an illustration of what it means to live a life worth dying for. Cassie was a typical teenager who loved music, hanging out with her friends, and going to church. However, her life was forever changed on April 20, 1999, when she and her classmates at Columbine High School in Colorado were faced with a terrifying situation. Two students entered the school with guns and began shooting students and teachers. Cassie was hiding under a table in the library with several of her classmates when one of the shooters approached her and asked if she believed in God. Cassie replied, "Yes, I believe in God." The shooter then asked, "Why?" Cassie simply responded, "Because my parents raised me that way." The shooter then pulled the trigger, and Cassie was killed instantly. Cassie's story has inspired countless people around the world. Her bravery and faith in the face of death have touched the hearts of many. She lived a life that was focused on God and serving others, even in the face of extreme danger. Her story challenges us to examine our own lives and ask ourselves if we are living a life worth dying for. What we live for or die for matters in life. Jesus also came to the earth. He lived and died for a purpose, to save sinners. What kind of life do you live today? The Bible says in Philippians chapter 1 verse 21, "For to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain." This verse reminds us that our ultimate goal as Christians should be to live a life that glorifies God, and to be prepared for the day when we will stand before Him. Here are a few key principles to consider as we seek to live a life worth dying for. 1. Live with purpose and passion. God has a unique purpose for each one of us, and He has equipped us with gifts and talents to fulfill that purpose. We need to seek God's guidance and direction as we pursue our passions and use our gifts to serve others. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." We need to embrace the truth that we were created for a purpose and seek to fulfill that purpose with passion and enthusiasm. 2. Love God and love others. Jesus said that the greatest commandment is to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Mark chapter 12 verses 30 to 31. When we love God with all our being, we will naturally love others and seek to serve them. 1 John chapter 4 verses 20 to 21 says, "Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister, whom they have seen, cannot love God, whom they have not seen. And He has given us this command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister." We need to make it a priority to love God and love others, even when it's difficult or inconvenient. 3. Have faith in God. Living a life worth dying for requires faith in God. We need to trust Him completely and believe that He is in control, even when the circumstances of our lives seem overwhelming. When we face trials and challenges, we can have faith that God is with us and that He will provide us with the strength and wisdom we need to overcome. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." We may not be able to see what God is doing behind the scenes, but we can have faith that He is working all things together for our good, according to Romans chapter 8 verse 28. 4. Stand firm in your convictions. Cassie Bernal stood firm in her convictions even in the face of death. As Christians, we need to be willing to stand up for what we believe in, even if it's unpopular or goes against the culture around us. We need to be willing to take a stand for truth and righteousness, and to be a light in a dark world. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 13 says, "Therefore put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand." 5. Make a difference in the world. Living a life worth dying for means making a difference in the world. We need to be actively involved in serving others and making a positive impact in our communities. After you have left, people may forget your words, but it will be difficult to forget the impact you made in the lives of people. James chapter 2 verses 14 to 17 says, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. We need to put our faith into action by serving others and making a tangible difference in their lives." In conclusion, Cassie Bernal's story challenges us to examine our own lives and ask ourselves if we are living a life worth dying for. As Christians, we need to live with purpose and passion, love God and love others, have faith in God, stand firm in our convictions, and make a difference in the world. Let us remember the words of Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 7 to 8. "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for His appearing." May we all strive to live a life worth dying for, so that we may one day hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." As you go today, take some time to reflect on your own life. Ask yourself if you are living a life worth dying for. Are you living with purpose and passion? Do you love God and love others? Do you have faith in God, even in the midst of trials and challenges? Are you standing firm in your convictions and making a difference in the world? Take a moment to pray and ask God to reveal to you any areas in your life where you may need to make changes. Ask Him to give you the strength and courage to live a life that is pleasing to Him. Remember, it's never too late to start living a life worth dying for. God's grace is sufficient for you, and He can use you no matter where you are in life. Let us strive to live each day with purpose and passion, and to make a difference in the world around us. May God bless you as you seek to live a life that honors Him. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for the message You have given us today about living a life worth dying for. We ask that You would help us to examine our own lives and to make any necessary changes so that we may live with purpose and passion, love You and love others, have faith in You, stand firm in our convictions, and make a difference in the world. We ask that You would give us the strength and courage we need to live a life that is pleasing to You. We thank You for Your grace and mercy that is new every morning. Bless us and order our steps as we go today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Judges chapter 6 and chapter 7. And for the evening, Luke chapter 8 verses 1 to 25. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.